Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for your three matchups to watch in Sunday's game against the Saints. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. The 4-3 Giants heading down to New Orleans in the Superdome to take on the 3-4 New Orleans Saints. Here are your three matchups to watch. All right, Paul, let's start where else? With Drew Brees, an all-time great quarterback, likely a Hall of Famer. Robert Ayers is pretty impressed.
He's really controlling the whole offense, and it's tough dealing with guys like that who very rarely make mistakes. And when he does make a mistake, we got to be able to capitalize on. When he does hold on the ball too long, we got to be able to get some pressure on him, some sack. When he throws a bad pass, we got to try to get an interception on it, or things like that. So, he's a tough challenge, and we're looking forward to it, though. But, he just brings so much to the table mentally and physically, and the understanding of that offense is tough. But, I'm excited about it.
And, Paul, the last couple of years, partly because of a poor supporting cast, Drew Brees had a couple of down seasons, had a lot of mistakes, had a lot of interceptions. But this year, at least so far, he seems to have cleaned a lot of that up.
Only four picks, John, which is truly amazing at this point in the season. And then you look at his yardage, over 1,800. He's in the top five in the league. I mean, he's throwing a lot more short stuff now. Don't get me wrong. Remember, he had that shoulder injury a short time ago. And since then, he's not quite as much of a mad bomber as he used to be. But, boy, he is really a deadly kind of guy.
Another big reason Drew Brees is playing so well, Paul, is the running game. Mark Ingram was re-signed by the Saints this offseason. He has more than 400 yards on the ground, and he's really been a big factor in their offensive resurgence. Landon Collins, Giant safety, is one of the guys that's going to have to stop him.
It makes the offense very dangerous because once they get their running game started, it gets their passing games even explosive. So, if we get the running game contained, it put us in a better advantage of knowing what's going to come and what's going to happen next play.
And, Paul, Ingram isn't just doing it on the ground. He has more than 20 receptions on the year. He is a dual threat.
And he also happens to be one of the best backs in terms of yards after catch. He has done a sensational job. And, you talked about the short passing game. That's what they're doing with him. Not just running the ball well. He had well over 100 yards last week, which was his best game of the season so far. But they're getting that ball to him in the short flat. And then he's making some yardage out of that. So, a dangerous guy.
And, of course, the Giants know well the challenges of playing in the Superdome, Paul. They haven't exactly had a ton of success over the last 10 or 15 years. One of the reasons is the crowd. It can get very noisy. And on Halloween weekend, it's going to be raucous. Giants offensive tackle Marshall Newhouse knows the challenges that poses to the offensive line.
Sure, it's one of the more daunting road places to play, for sure. I mean, those fans get crazy, and, the team thrives off the energy, and you just got to go in there with a solid game plan. You got to be able to execute in that kind of chaos.
Paul, that means a lot of nonverbal communication. It means making sure guys are in the right spots. You cannot let a big-time pass rusher like Cameron Jordan get out there and cause havoc on the defensive
side. He's a former Pro Bowler and I think one of the more underrated pass rushers in the league, John. And here's the thing about the Saints, though. When they get you into those long yardage situations, they'll send the house. And that's really hard to deal with because when you combine that with crowd noise and the get-off speed that they have on the snap, that causes a lot of trouble for your offense. And quite frankly, creates such a disadvantage, you're almost automatically going to give up a sack.
And one other guy you got to keep an eye on is Kenny Vaccaro, the very talented safety. He's a ball hawker in the secondary. Someone else to watch. But remember this too, Paul. Eli Manning's already to deal with one of the Ryan brothers this year, Rex, when the Giants played the Bills. Well, here comes Rob. He hopes to have the same amount of success. Paul, we appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
That's your three matchups to watch on Sunday against the Saints. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. See you there.